This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 15th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. DPR eyes tougher penalties. Water board fees to go up. And CDFA staff get medals for heroism. California pesticide regulators are proposing the first significant update to enforcement response regulations in two decades. Changes aimed at raising penalties for serious pesticide use violations and bringing more consistency to country enforcement decisions. The Department of Pesticide Regulation said the proposal would create a higher violation category for incidents that pose hazards to human health, increase minimum civil penalties for most serious violations, and require county agricultural commissioners to document and consider compliance history when setting penalties. DPR said the changes are intended to hold repeat violators accountable while clarifying timelines, definition, and documentation requirements for county enforcement programs. The proposal also calls for more coordination between county agricultural commissioners, district attorneys, and other prosecuting agencies when cases may warrant additional enforcement tools, including criminal prosecution. DPR would publish an annual report on enforcement actions taken under its authority. Why it matters? Well, growers, pest control businesses, and processors could face steeper penalties for pesticide violations, particularly in cases involving worker or community health risk or repeat violations. DPR will take public comments through July 28th and hold three virtual hearings in July. Farmers, ranchers, and processors could face higher water quality and water rights fees next year as the State Water Board looks to close budget gaps across key regulatory funds. For water quality programs, staff told stakeholders Friday the fund's fee-setting budget would rise 1.2% to nearly $200 million under the governor's updated budget plan. The cost drivers cover employee compensation, a Fresno office relocation, a new border water quality unit, landfill enforcement, recycled water permitting tied and added workload from the U.S. Supreme Court Sackett decision. Staff said current fees would leave a nearly $10 million shortfall. One option would avoid fee increases and draw the reserves down to about 21%, while others would require moderate or full cost recovery increases. Ag representatives are pushing back on any increase. Noel Kremers, who directs regulatory and environmental affairs at the Wine Institute, points to tough economic conditions for wineries and urged the board to keep fees flat. Bruce Haddenschelt, who directs regulatory affairs at the Northern California Water Association, also supports using reserves and press for more detail on how irrigated land fees have been spent. J.V. Cavatila, who directs environmental regulatory affairs at Dairy Cares, warns a pending dairy order could add more financial pressure for producers. The Water Rights Fund is facing a similar debate. The board's fee-setting budget would rise 2% to about $40 million. Growers and wine industry representatives again urged no fee increases, citing cash flow pressures, Sigma cost, and the cumulative burden of multiple state fees on the same landowners. Three CDFA employees have received the Governor's State Employee Medal of Valor for actions that went beyond their work protecting California agriculture. The staff, all with CDFA's Pest Exclusion Branch in the Plant Health and Pest Prevention Services Division, were recognized at a ceremony at the California Highway Patrol Academy in West Sacramento last week. The honor is the state's highest award for state employee heroism. Eduardo Guerrero, an agriculture technician, was working at the Two Lake Border Protection Station in Siskiyou County in 2024 when he helped stop a small wildfire from spreading near state housing and the Modoc National Forest. Felix Salas, a plant quarantine supervisor, and Bailey White, a plant quarantine inspector, were working at the Blythe Border Protection Station that year when they ran toward a burning vehicle that had just crashed, extinguished the flames, and helped keep a trapped driver alive until emergency crews arrived. Circularity Fuels says it has completed the world's first end-to-end conversion of raw agricultural biogas into sustainable aviation fuel, putting the California startup closer to making SAF at a cost rivaling standard jet fuel. Through a six-month pilot project drawing biogas directly from a California dairy farm's manure digester, the firm produced drop-in jet fuel that meets an approved SAF pathway involving biomass gasification, the company said in a statement today. The trial's success puts commercial SAF within reach of being about a fifth of the capital cost of green jet fuel plants currently under construction in Europe, an achievement that would make circularity SAF cost competitive with fossil jet fuel, according to the statement. The hard part of the industry was never designing a theoretical plant that could make SAF. It was proving you could do it continuously from real biogas at a cost that pencils. That the word of Stephen Beaton, founder and CEO of Circularity Fuels, we've now done that. SAF production is roughly 2 to 5 times costlier than that of traditional airplane fuel, posing a major barrier to greater investment in the development biofuel market. A national $30 million ad campaign is blanketing key midterm election states and districts with a message against efforts to dismantle state animal welfare laws, such as California's Proposition 12. The American Meat Producers Association is launching the ads across television, radio, and digital platforms. AMPA, which declines to identify its funders by name, says it's backed by companies and groups that care about the, quote, real-world impact of ag policies. The group also announced a new hybrid political action committee, the American Meat Producers PAC, which will pursue an independent expenditure campaign. AMPA's latest messaging push is timed to the expected release of this month of a Senate farm bill. The goal is to keep a version of the so-called Save Our Bacon Act out of the legislation. The measure was part of a House-passed farm bill in April. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas has said language to nullify state laws like Prop 12 won't be included in the Senate farm bill because it's too divisive and would jeopardize passage of the legislation. Still, lawmakers could attempt to add the provision when the bill is up for a vote in the Senate floor. A growing chorus of Republican lawmakers have come out against the Save Our Bacon Act and similar measures. Last week, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas withdrew his support from a Senate bill that would eliminate Prop 12, with his office saying he had bigger legislative priorities right now. The AMPA campaign includes an ad in Kansas thanking the senator that, according to the group. Here's today's final word. The results show that voters want experienced leadership, practical solutions, and someone who understands the challenges facing our farms, businesses, water operators, and local communities. That's the word of Jamie Johansson, the former California Farm Bureau president, poised to advance to the November runoff in the open third assembly district race, positioning the Republican farmer to compete for the Sacramento Valley seat long held by James Gallagher. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 15th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.